Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. When you're faced with a new problem, say at work or maybe in your personal life, what's your natural inclination? To add something to fix the problem? Maybe add a new feature to a technology product or add some steps to a process? Or are you inclined to think about the problem and the best way to solve it by removing things, or making things simpler? Well, a team of researchers from the University of Virginia decided to look at the behaviors underlying the tensions between solving problems by adding things, by making things a little bit more complex, or by solving problems by removing things and making things simpler. The researchers said they got interested in this topic because they noticed that there's a very common admonition in many fields, this idea that less is more. Editors often caution writers about using excess words or languages. Social scientists often talk about removing barriers in order to improve outcomes, and so on. There are very few reminders to add stuff to fix problems. But what the researchers found in the real world, we most likely will default to adding things in order to solve a problem. For example, when an incoming university president solicited ideas from the campus for improvements, only 11% of the ideas involved getting rid of something. And in an experiment the researchers run that involved making symmetrical patterns out of colored squares, only 20% of the participants removed squares to achieve that symmetrical pattern, even though either option was equally viable. Finally, when asked to improve a travel itinerary, 72% of the participants added steps and destinations to the itinerary. And essay improvements involved increases in word counts in 83% of the cases, even though most of the time the essays would be improved in quality by editing them and making them clearer and shorter. As to why we have this tendency, it's not entirely clear, but the researchers believe most people default to the idea of adding things. It takes a little more cognitive processing to consider actually removing things or decreasing the number of steps. But they also found that small nudges or reminding people that, hey, in order to solve this problem, it's perfectly acceptable to remove steps or processes, then people were much more likely to decide to remove things as their solution to a problem. And when people do end up thinking about removing steps, they often find that those are good options. And small prompts seem to get people to rethink their tendency to just add more stuff when making changes. It's a super fascinating study. I'll put a link to the article from Ars Technica in the show notes. And I hope you'll consider the next time you're trying to solve a problem to make it simpler, removing something rather than just adding more steps, more processes, more technology, etc. That's it from the HR Happy Hour on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.